get enough of that brotherly love. We are offended, but you should still listen to that other podcast. The Super Brophy Brothers Podcast.
Yo!
72 podcasts.
Welcome to them one time.
So, I wanted to quickly mention a thrilling development in the world of biology.
Okay.
I mentioned last time how there was a bug in my room and it was keeping me awake because every couple minutes it would make a noise.
Right.
I found out that was because it was being eaten by a spider.
Oh.
Yeah. I found it the next time, like when I next looked.
You found it when you woke up in the middle of the night and you were eating the spider.
No, it wasn't the spider. The spider did the eating. But
yeah, I'm saying you found this out when
it was a chain.
You woke up.
It was a food chain.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Because you know, because you eat spiders.
No, so I think it was making that noise because it was trying to escape the spider's web. Like it was trying to get out of it and it couldn't escape and it was losing its strength and it was being eaten. Because I found its carcass in a spider web.
Try harder next time, I guess.
Pretty gross. But, you know, Biodome, check it out. Blu-ray, DVD.
I prefer Biodome, too.
Well, that's what this is. I should have filmed it. So that was kind of interesting. I guess, you know, I hope that spider kills all the bugs, because fuck those bugs. I'd rather have one spider than all those faggots.
You'd like to hear that sound every night.
Well, no, but, like, spiders aren't... They don't make noise, so I don't really mind as long as it's not crawling on me. Like one of the fucking bugs fucking landed on me and like started flying around my face when I was asleep. And I woke up and I was so fucking disoriented at this noise that I just started like rapidly flailing my arms around my head. And I fucking slapped that bug so hard and I heard it hit the wall and then I just went back to sleep. But it was immensely confusing. Because it was mixing my dreams with reality and like... So I was in the dream, and then it was a bug attacking me, and I don't know. It was a weird experience. I didn't like it.
I mean, yeah. Sounds like you didn't. I don't really know what to add to that, though.
No, that's it. Just a story. So what? You got any stories? Anything interesting?
I applied to this job online, and it made me do this really long-ass questionnaire.
Uh-huh.
And it ended up just being a waste of my time because they didn't even want to interview me.
Cool.
But I some of the questions in the questionnaire I found especially poignant.
Uh-huh.
They touched me on a personal level.
Gotcha.
And I thought I would share them.
All right.
You can answer them. You can see what you think.
I'll do my best.
An office environment most needs to be A, charged with energy, B, professional, C, friendly, or D, fun.
Are these all multiple choice?
Yes.
Well, you know what?
What does an office environment most need to be?
I mean, there's a right answer here.
Is there?
It was fun, friendly, professional, or what?
Charged with energy.
All right.
Charged with sexual energy.
Charged with sexual tension. Charged with energy doesn't sound good to me. Or realistic. And if you take it literally, then it's really bad. And obviously, you know, you can't have fun. Cause
potentially fatal if you take that literally.
Work and fun are opposites, right? So you can't have a fun office. So I'd say professional would be my choice.
I said friendly.
Gotta keep it professional. You know, friendly, this isn't fucking Starbucks, alright? You can't just go around being friends with everyone. You gotta get some work done, put your nose down, you know?
They did have a disclaimer that you should answer the questions honestly and accurately.
Mm-hmm.
Or, because they would know, because if you lied, then it would hurt your chances getting the job.
Because they know.
They know.
They always know.
So I was answering this questionnaire being like, if I pick what they think, I think that they want me to pick, then they'll think I'm lying. So I was always like, it was like this crazy game of blind man's bluff of like, what the fuck? Like, is do you wear a suit and a tie or a t-shirt or a vest? Or am I, I wear a jacket with a hat on. I'm not lying. Like, this is how I am. And it's like, I don't know. So I was like, friendly, because professional's too obvious.
Yeah.
Right?
Unless you're professional.
When somebody yells at me, I feel. Do you want to answer it before I give you the choices? How you feel when someone yells at you?
Scared.
Okay. You're scared?
Scared. I'm usually pretty scared.
All right, so the choices are somewhat annoyed, but calm, guilty, emotional, offended. So I guess scared is emotional.
This is just testing out how you're going to be under duress, because they got a lot of yelling bosses. So they want to know what your reaction's going to be and how to, you know, how to tame you.
Yeah. So I guess you'd feel emotional.
I get very emotional, you know, sometimes.
I went with somewhat annoyed, but calm.
Hmm.
I'm somewhat annoyed, and yet
calm.
Calm. I feel
like a placid lake.
Like I'm like the eye of the storm. It's like I'm somewhat annoyed, but yet somehow
cool.
Calm.
Calm.
Next question. Which of the following would not, underlined, be an appropriate closing for a letter to a client?
Sounds like a good one.
So, like...
Smell you later.
Smell you later?
Yeah.
The choices are, have a good one, warmly, sincerely,
love,
have a good week.
I think that love should be one of the options.
I mean, honestly, they all seem pretty bad, except for...
Here's the report you asked for, love, Bill.
I think, like, a lot of those seem pretty weird.
Yeah.
Hey, have a good week.
I mean, no, that's a pretty standard, like, work greeting or whatever, like...
Do you say warmly to a client?
That sounds weird. That sounds a little bit too intimate to me.
But have a good one is really informal.
It's informal, but if you're talking to a client, you don't necessarily want to be too formal. Like, you want to be... You want to appear friendly, like you want to be formal to your to the higher ups in the company. But if you're talking to a client,
yeah,
you want
to... I said have a good one. Maybe I should have said warmly. Fuck.
Warmly would have been mine because yeah, that just seems a little bit too intimate.
They also broke my mind with like some SAT questions in the beginning of this questionnaire. So I was like
they just put some math in there.
Yeah, they were like timed. No, it wasn't math. It was like reading comprehension and analogy questions.
Shit.
And they were timed. Of course, it was retarded because it was a questionnaire on the internet, so I just used dictionary.com to cheat on the analogies. Maybe that's why I didn't get the job, though. Maybe they were like, wow, he's getting too many of these right. Nobody knows that word.
It's used in dictionary.com, obviously.
Obviously. I would consider myself... What would you consider yourself?
Fucking loose cannon cop on the edge.
All right, so the choice is...
That's not one of them.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Hard working in the face of obstacles. A perfectionist. Easygoing. An excellent leader.
So, the wrong answer is easygoing. But that's what I am.
But is it the wrong answer, or is that...
I don't know.
Are they like...
Like, what if you went through this whole test just being completely honest? Would you have any shot? That's my question. Like, I wonder if you have to bullshit or...
So, it's such... That's what I'm saying. It's such, like, a crazy bluffing game of, like... So, they want me to be honest, but do they really want me to be honest? Because I don't think they do.
They want you to be honest, but they also want you to be a professional.
Right, so they want me to lie.
Yeah, they want you to already be... They want you to either lie or already be, like, good at everything.
Or actually, like...
Be amazing.
Care about things.
Yeah.
One of the tasks I really enjoyed in school was... What would you say?
I would say fucking none of it.
So your choices are writing research papers.
Oh, I love that.
Reading literature.
I relished every page of that research paper. I just...
Preparing for exams. Love it! Organizing my course schedule.
What?
So obviously,
what?
Organizing my
okay, this
schedule.
Just blows the whole thing wide open. That's a totally bullshit question because nobody likes doing any of those things.
Yeah, it's really loaded.
Yeah.
One of the tasks I really enjoyed.
It should say, which of these tasks do you hate the least? That would be a lot more accurate.
Yeah. When I don't understand something, I generally, what would he do?
Give up.
You give up? That's actually kind of one of the answers. That's there's an answer that's except that sometimes I just won't know the answer.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do.
Yeah, I don't think they want you to answer that. And the alternatives are ask a lot of questions, pass the question to someone who is better equipped to answer it, try to be honest with people about my lack of understanding.
Okay, so those last two were the right answers, because it's either you want to be able to be humble and admit that you're, you know, incorrect, or be able to, you know, pass it on to your superior who is much better than you as a person.
I said ask a lot of questions.
That's annoying, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But like I said, it's a crazy bluff game. I mean, it's like, okay, all these answers are wrong. Like, this is like four bad things. Which of the following is least important to you in a professional relationship? Trust, empathy, sharing of personal information on both sides, or professionalism?
The third one is just sexual tension.
Extremely sexual. So, yeah, it's a strange one.
Yeah, it is.
I empathize with you, but professionally. I really feel you on a professional level.
I want to fuck you professionally.
As long as we don't share any information on both sides. It's one way street.
As long as it's just a flood of my personal information into your mind and nothing reciprocating, that's fine.
The most important aspect of a job to me is... What's the most important aspect? See, this one, I'll just give you the options, because this is like... This is a real mind fuck, because there's an answer that... For everybody, the real answer to this question is the same.
Mm-hmm.
But they're really just trying to fuck you.
Is it pay?
Yeah, so the most important aspect of a job to me is potential for it to develop into a career. Good pay and benefits. Well, of course.
Yeah.
Doing something that I think makes the world a better place. Fuck that. Working with others as part of a team. Double note. No.
So yeah, I mean, there are people who would say, who could probably honestly say that, like, they do their job because they like the job. But those people already have money. So...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's money, dog. Like, even fucking asking me this, honestly.
So it's like, I was like, I can't do good pay. Like, I have to pretend that's not an option. I have to pretend there's only three answers to this question.
Yeah.
Because, like, I can't. There's no way they want me to be that honest. Or do they? Or don't they? God damn
you'll
it.
Never, you'll never know what their true intentions are.
Yeah. Well, I obviously failed. So I was obviously either... Overanalyzing it or not analyzing it enough.
It's like,
one or the other.
It's really gay. Really gay.
If someone makes a vague or evasive statement... Oh, I need to clarify. This job was as like a basically an insurance claims validator. Like, I would have been like going around, I guess, and making sure that people's insurance claims were real.
Ugh.
So this question kind of pertains to that. If someone makes a vague or evasive statement about something important, I prefer to not pursue the issue further, gently ask clarifying questions, aggressively ask clarifying questions, tell the person I can tell they are being evasive and demand an explanation.
I love aggressively asking questions, clarifying questions. You're fucked up. You're in the wrong here, all right? You're going to tell me. You're going to crack.
What day did you make the payment? Like, when was the check in the mail? I, like, not pursue the issue further, because you'd be such a god-awful insurance person. You'd be like, oh, okay.
Cool. All right, that checks out.
Cool, see ya. Yeah. You'll just check your bank account on Tuesday. We'll just do a direct deposit. Just right in there. Here's another one. It's basically the same thing. If I suspected a claimant was evading the truth, I would... Ask them for more specific information. Prove they are lying and ask for the truth. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Why not?
Some Phoenix Wright shit. Well, this piece of evidence says
attempt to cross-check the information they are providing with other sources.
There you go.
I just love just give them the benefit of the doubt. They're probably cool. Probably chill. Whatever. It's a chill insurance thing.
It's a cool. It's a pretty chill world we live in. The chill people.
Now this one, the answers are just on a scale from strongly agree to strongly disagree.
Mm.
At work, I am comfortable using a different style of language than I use with my friends. Fuck yeah, boner shits. Like, obviously. Like, what do you think?
Boner shits. Yeah.
Fucking baller. Obviously, I'm gonna feel comfortable. I didn't do strongly agree, though, because I don't like to strongly agree.
Mm-mm.
I like to agree. I don't like to strongly
agree. You don't want
to
come on too hard.
I don't know what that, like, I don't know what that means in questionnaires. Like, I disagree or strongly disagree. Oh, no, I'll just stick with disagree. Don't really care that much.
I guess if it, like, goes against everything you believe in, then you have to strongly disagree with it.
Yeah, I don't know. I never go for that.
No.
All right, so I'm just going to ask these of you. For each group of three words that I read to you, pick the one word that best describes you. All right?
Okay.
Motivated, excited.
Sorry.
Exciting, relaxed.
Relaxed. I lose the job.
You lose the job. Yeah, that's why I said motivated.
I am lying through my ass. I am in the top three of unmotivated people that I've ever met. Like, including myself.
No, see, I said motivated, but what I in my mind I was crossing my fingers and I was saying unmotivated. Tricked you. Tricked you, stupid questionnaire.
That's a real problem with me, is that I have virtually no motivation for anything.
Well, as long as you're a filthy liar, then I'll be able to get away with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice, gregarious, inquisitive.
The fuck is the difference between nice and gregarious? Gregarious,
it's like friendly
it
or generous.
Is nice. Kind of, doesn't it? Like, that's hardly different. What was the third one?
Inquisitive.
Walk around being a fucking detective, like gregarious would be the.
Well, if you're a jackass, you kind of have to answer inquisitive because that's all that's really left to you.
Yeah, exactly. There's like two right answers and a wrong answer.
I did inquisitive.
Of course, you just fucked this up.
Talkative, confident, cheerful.
Well, like, again, all of those could be. None of those are like mutually exclusive. Like.
That best describes you.
Oh, okay, so none of those. I guess
that best describes you.
Out of the three, I guess confident. No, cheerful.
Confident. Talkative. Fuck it.
I'm not really any of those.
I'll leave this one blank. Fuck it. Cautious, professional. Perfectionist.
I'll say perfectionist because I'm perfect. You know, I just make everything perfect, and that's the kind of work you're going to be getting if you hire me. It's perfect.
Sweet. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Perfect brothers. Leader. It's a terrible adjective. Interesting. Patient. Are you interesting, patient, or leader?
Patient. Patience is a virtue, after all.
Hmm.
Think about that.
Interesting. I went with interesting.
I mean, yeah. I feel like if you answer leader, then you're too much too arrogant. And if you say interesting, everybody thinks they're interesting. So, patient.
I also, yeah, I don't know. Like I said, total. I was probably just really overthinking it.
Yeah, I think you were getting a little bit crazy.
But I also came across this Craigslist ad for a job that had a really funny opening. It's for like a designer job, designing shits, I guess. And the ad starts off with, "Do not apply if you," and it's got a bulleted list. "If you want praise simply for showing up. Spend more time on Facebook than your mother."
What?
Which I, when I first read that, I read it really wrong. really wrong, like the wrong way. I'm like, excuse me, sir.
I think I know what you read. But, dude.
Spend more time. Of course I spend more time on Facebook. Excuse me.
That's so gross.
Good, sir.
But, like, honestly, that's such a stupid thing because most people our age spend more time on Facebook than our mothers. You know? Like, mothers don't spend a lot of time on Facebook.
No, it's idiotic. So, all right, so that's bullet two. Are looking to play pool or ping pong as a creative outlet at the office.
What? How is that a creative outlet?
It's, I mean, that's not even, do not apply if you are looking to do that.
It's not even a thing. Okay.
If you can't meet a deadline, if you rarely read.
No.
If you rely solely on spell check or the copywriters. Do not apply if you think this is a job and not an adventure.
Ooh, whimsical.
So they do a lot of shitting all over you. Like, don't be trying to come in here and play fucking ping pong. But it is an adventure. Just, you know, trust. It's an adventure.
No ping pong. No fun.
So that was a lot of, like, fuck you. And then a lot of,
So I'm guessing you didn't apply to that job.
A little teaspoon of sugar? No, fuck that shit. They also wanted someone who's much more qualified than me, but that's kind of beside the point.
Man. Is that the end of the segment?
Is that the end of story time? Yeah.
Well, I was going to say that, so mom was coming home from a business trip, and she told me I could, like, order dinner before she got home, and I didn't want to do that because I'm lazy. But what I told her was that I was afraid of the delivery man. And she insisted that we make that into a comic, but I don't know. I don't know if that... I don't even think that's possible. Comic about me being afraid of a delivery man?
Why are you afraid? Did you give mom a rationale?
I didn't give any clarification. I just said I'm afraid of a delivery man.
There was a really funny scene in... have you heard of Peep Show?
I think so.
It's this British comedy.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Yep.
It's really funny. There's this awesome scene where they get locked in...
Wait, is that the one where it's like first person?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I've seen an episode of that. That was really hard to watch.
Yeah, it is. It's very cringe-inducing, but it's sometimes hilarious. Like, they get locked outside of an apartment, but inside the apartment building.
Oh, okay.
So they're stuck in, like, just the main area of an apartment building. So one of them orders a pizza, and the delivery man comes, and since the door's locked, he asks the delivery man to put the pizza in the mail slot, slice by slice. And it's so good. And, like, the tomato sauce is, like, rubbing off on the top of the mail slot, so they start wrapping the pizza in mail so that it's preserved.
That's so gross.
So anyway, there's an idea we can't do.
Yeah.
But that sprung to mind. If you're, like, afraid of the delivery man, it's like, no, put the pizza in slice by slice, the mail slot.
Yeah, it reminds me of, like, of Akewood, where they tried to, since they're all animals, they tried to get a pizza man to deliver a pizza, but they obviously couldn't get the pizza because they're animals. So they told them, just told them to leave it on the windowsill, and they'd leave, like, 220s there.
Yeah, so there's that route of, like, some scheme that you concoct to not have to deal with him.
Yeah.
And then we'd also have to delve into the rationale.
Yeah, I don't know if that's actually going to be a funny thing. That's just something that I said it as a joke, but I don't think it's a funny... I don't know if it's necessarily a funny thing for a comic.
It's not that funny.
No.
When you think about it. When you really think about it.
It's not that funny. No, because it's like, it's a thing. Like, everybody that I know or talk to, anytime I say anything funny or something funny happens, it's like, that should be a comic. You should put that in your strip. No. You don't understand how writing comics works.
I mean, we could do a comic about this phenomenon.
Yeah, but I feel like that's just, like, that could come off as us just being bitter.
Yeah, probably.
Because every person who does something like that and knows people, like, everybody who makes a creative thing, they get that. Everybody gets that. Like, Mega64 talked about that, too, how they get, like, you should make a video about this. Like, they always get, oh, you should make a Halo video.
Halo skit.
Yeah, exactly. And then the Halo skit they did do had really nothing to do with Halo, which was pretty awesome. So that's what I like.
Yeah, you make sounds. You make a lot of sounds. Can you just not? Can you just sit there? Be silent. This is much better. It's a much better show now that you're silent. So, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, so we're obviously not doing that. But,
Maybe the comic is that you like the delivery man way too much.
No. This is not a good road to go down.
To keep trying to invite him in.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to come in. And you insist.
I really just...
And you're wearing a bathrobe.
No. I that's kind of creepy. But not a good comic. I really only brought it up because I felt obligated to. Because she said I should do it, and I was like, I'll talk to Jake.
So now you can push the blame onto me when she asks about it?
I could just say it didn't work out.
I mean, we could try.
She won't remember. She won't remember. She probably already forgot.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
I know about it. I'm not doing it.
Maybe you ordered delivery soup, and you rigged up a funnel, and it comes down, the funnel comes... funnels the soup down into the basement.
No. No, it doesn't happen, because that's basically the same idea as the Peep Show. Pretty much.
Alright, what if you have a little catapult and it catapults it up into your room?
I think we're missing something here.
No, the real problem is I'm not trying.
Yeah. No, I mean, I know that. But we shouldn't try, because it's not worth trying.
Cool. So, what you think?
That's a good question.
You have any sort of predilection?
Have we done any... I know you're itching to do is, like, you have a lot of meta ideas. Have we done any meta strips lately?
No, we can see. I can see what I have.
And we don't have to do that, but we could.
I got this idea. I don't know. I think this is probably just really played out. The main thrust of... the middle part of this strip. But it could be salvaged. I have that someone would say, a commenter would say, Super Brophy Brothers is so terrible that it turned me gay, so now I just have sex with animals all day.
Okay.
And then in panel two, I'd be flying on a plane. And then panel three, I'd be confronting them at their house. And I say, I have feelings.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah, it's played out, but it's kind of funny.
There could be, I think the flying on a plane abruptly is a played out thing, but there could be some other way I get to them or some other way I contact them.
I mean, I think the joke itself is too, is like that's a pretty common thing on the internet, is that people find it easy to be assholes when they don't know you. And then if you were in person, you can't be like, I guarantee you, all the people who hated on our strip, if they had to say that shit to us in person, they would not, they would have to be polite. Like, it's just the internet gives people the ability to be fucking cockwads.
People are also just cowards. I guarantee you, if we met any of those people and showed them a comic, they'd be like, oh, yeah, that's cool. That's really cool work.
Yeah, good job, guys.
Way to go. You guys keep it up. Because that's cool. That's really great.
Yeah.
That's great work in the comics.
That's the one thing that's like probably one of the things I hate the most about the internet. So people are just asswads.
I mean, there's so much to hate. It's
the same thing in games. It's like people, I'm still playing League of Legends, and people are just, if I play with people I don't know, they a lot of the time are just huge assholes. And it's like, why? Like, why do you do that? What? Like, when I'm on a team with someone and they're being an asshole to me, it makes me want them to die. So, like, if there's a situation where it's, like, the two of us and we get ambushed in the jungle, I will straight just fucking leave them to die. I won't help. So, you know, you're digging your own grave if you're a dick to me, honestly.
At the expense of winning a game, you'll do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I will absolutely do that every time.
Can you get reported for abandonment or like being a shitty teammate?
I mean, if they're being enough of an asshole to warrant me doing that, they can't really complain. And nobody else would complain, really, I don't think.
Interesting. How's your segment coming
I
along?
would report that. I'm working on it, but I don't really have a good angle for it, so.
Oh, you just you sleep on it. Think about
Yeah,
it.
so think about that, people. There's a secret segment in the works. May have something to do with League of Legends.
Maybe not.
Maybe
Maybe
not.
yes.
Maybe yet.
Maybe
Maybe
not.
not.
That sounds boring.
It.
Hey, I'm approving it, so
Yeah,
obviously.
Jake is bored by League of Legends, but he approves of this segment, so you'll see. Maybe.
Maybe you'll see it. Maybe you'll see our new radio show. Ooh, so you like this idea at least, the thrust of it?
I mean, I'm not committed to it. We could try and write it.
Okay. Do you like the comment? Because I like the comment.
Yeah, comment itself is fine. The rest of it needs work.
Because that's like typical internet, like
Stupid.
not really understanding what gay is.
Yeah. We already had a comic where a guy like we had the voice of the internet, you know?
Right.
Right.
But that dude is like very hoity-toity with his.
Yeah.
The arbiter is very hoity-toity.
Yeah.
This guy is like typical internet troll.
Right.
I mean, we could extend the comment. We can also add to what I say, and we can change up the panel too to be something else that's funnier. Like I could be like the captain of a tugboat in a storm.
I mean yeah, but that part honestly isn't as important to me as what you say.
Okay.
I feel
So
like
there,
just saying,
we could change it so that there's a little exchange.
I don't know. I mean, it could be potent enough on its own, but I feel like I have feelings is like a, it's too cliche, I guess.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, it kind of is.
Yeah.
A lot of times when I write the comics out, I just put a cliche thing there to express, because it's the easy way to, a cliche is like an easy way to express a complex idea humor, just like to quickly write it.
Yeah.
So a lot of times things I have are actually placeholders. I don't know if this is one of those times.
Right. Well, it's tough to write. I don't know if it's a funny enough idea. It's hard to think of things that would be funny.
Yeah, we don't have to do it.
No, yeah, let's not. It's not that strong. This might have been a comic that would be funnier in place of. No, the other one was funnier than that. That's the thing. The
Yeah.
other one was just funnier.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so we don't have to do it. Like, don't get stuck on that. We don't have to do a meta strip. I'm just saying we could if you have a really funny
No,
one.
I mean, I have a lot of them. Might
Yeah,
as well.
we haven't done one in a while, right? Yeah, I don't think so.
Fair amount of time.
Yeah.
All right, so I have. Would you like something that's done? Or something that is missing a punchline?
Let's do something that's done. What you got?
I don't know if this is good.
Okay, it's typical.
But I did write it.
All right.
It also doesn't quite make sense.
Well, I'm used to that.
So in fact it doesn't make sense at all.
So should we just not do it?
I don't know, let's see.
All right.
I have it could be possibly four panels, but it could be three. So the first panel could just be me like chilling and doing nothing. And then the next panel you pop out and you go, "Quick, speed comic. Run it now, bitch." And I just go, "Oh God." And then in the next panel I've written the comic and I hand it to you. And then the last panel is there's like a clown with its penis hanging out, but it's like pixelated and the clown is smiling.
Yeah.
And then you say, "Why is this the first thing you thought of?"
Yeah, I don't think so. That's too strange and doesn't really make sense at all.
Because why would you draw
Yeah, right. It's just
it?
like, that makes it seem like I'm just like your fucking slave. Like, I just draw whatever you want me to.
I don't know why.
No,
I didn't think of that when
that
I
makes
wrote
too
this.
little sense.
I don't know why I didn't why that didn't that crinkle didn't catch my attention.
I mean, it's the same way, like, in our strip where you kill me. It's like, how did I draw the first panel about you killing me if I, you know?
Yeah, but this is even kind of weirder.
Yeah.
But I mean, I could switch it and say, have me say, like, draw a speed comic, and you go, oh, God, and then you draw something. And I say, why is that what you drew? Why is that the first thing that came to mind?
Right. Yeah, we're not doing that one.
Is it because of the clown? The penis clown?
No, it's just the whole bat and everything else.
Okay. So I guess we have to do the one with no punchline.
I guess that's the only option.
Let me see. I have another one. It's clown related.
What's with you and clowns?
I don't know.
I hate clowns.
Yeah, I know, but then that means you might like this.
Okay.
This comic is, I already titled it, it's entitled The Comedy Process.
Okay.
And panel one, we're both violently kicking a clown that's on the ground.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And then in panel two, I'm undoing my belt and saying, I'm going to fuck you. And then in panel three, we have, like, a tiny comic, like, a comic within a panel, and it's four panels of us just, like, dancing.
What?
Like, doing a little like, really shittily drawn, because you'll have to compress it into one panel, and it's, like, four panels of us just, like, of, like, not anything really happening.
What's, I don't get that joke. I don't get the...
I fuck comedy out of clowns.
That's so strange and disturbing.
Yeah.
It's like some Clockwork Orange shit.
If it's too disturbing, we don't have to do it.
I'm a little bit disturbed by it. I mean, it's funny, but I just don't know if I want to be party to that. Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah, I'm trying to... I can't decide my...
Even though we do some, like, fucked up stuff, like, I feel like that's... Even that is a little bit too dark for us.
Like, raping a clown in the
like,
ass?
Yeah, like, kicking the shit out of it and raping a clown. That's... That probably isn't the right place for us to go, you know? We like to keep it...
It is a little dark.
We like to keep it somewhat lighthearted here.
It's a little dark. I'll give you that.
Yeah. If we can avoid rape as much as possible.
I don't know if I can.
It's probably a good policy.
I mean, do you wanna imply that something else happens? Do you like the idea of beating the clown? Of somehow wringing comedy out of it? Just not with my penis?
I mean,
ass?
Now all I can think of... I can only think of raping a clown now, and I can't think of anything else. Because that's more potent than anything we could possibly...
I mean, we would just have to imply further violence.
Yeah. No.
Either that...
No, it has to be rape or nothing, and I don't think we can do it.
What if we're interrogating the clown? Like, we use interrogation techniques, and it's like, you're going to spill the beans. Like, we're trying to get... Like, the clown has the information?
No.
You don't like that?
That's cliched.
You want to waterboard the clown?
See, if it's not rape, then it's just cliched.
Yeah. But there's, like, a reason... That most comics don't have.
Yeah, there's a reason that it's not rape.
Most comic artists don't portray themselves raping.
Even Penny Arcade, which gets dark sometimes, doesn't have rape in it. So I don't think they ever raped anything.
Well, no, they had Raped to Sleep by Dick Wolves.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
But they didn't actually.
It didn't like show the leading up to the event.
It wasn't like Tycho like taking his pants off,
yeah,
being like,
exactly.
I want to rape.
Is that I'm picturing like a really menacing second panel where it's like. Basically looking up at you from the clown's point of view, and you
just take my belt
you
off.
Just have a menacing look on your face. You're just like, I'm gonna fuck you.
I mean, it's funny, but it's like
the worst. We can't do it.
It is.
We just can't. That's one thing we can't do. We did just say fuck my ass, Jesus, in a comic, so I don't know.
We could be playing good cop, bad cop with the clown. One of us is beating the shit out of it, and the other one's like, listen.
No. That's cliche too.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's like the most cliched thing. That's so cliche that it's like referenced as a cliche in the shows.
Yeah.
So it would just be another person. It's like a double cliche.
You don't like any of this? You want to just throw this out?
I mean, yeah, I think we have to.
Is there some other thing that we might do? Whatever. Burning through these meta ideas. I guess that's fine.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get more motivated to write other comics that aren't meta.
Let's see. Oh, God, that one's so fucking meta.
What?
It's like the meta.
Huh? Oh, come to think of it, the last meta one we did was at the beginning of this month. So, I just remembered. It's the one where God tells you you're pretentious.
Yeah.
So that's a month.
So this might be okay because this one's really meta. This might also be too ambitious. Because this idea, I had the idea that maybe this comic would be a GIF.
Oh, well, I have no idea how to do that.
Well, I could do it. The GIF would just change text.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to require me to animate like a character, and I was like, holy shit.
No.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd be up for creating a GIF? I guess I could do it. I could do that.
I mean, if it's just text, it wouldn't really be that much work for me, right?
It might be also a text. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, we'd make it so that it was just some text disappearing and reappearing as different text. Or fading, like text fading to being different text.
Yeah, what else would it be?
I don't know. We would have to write some dialogue for this. A little bit.
Right.
This gets a little dicey. Basically, I would say something. And you would maybe say something to correct me, right? Like, you'd contradict me in some way.
Uh-huh.
And then I would say retcon as a way of trying to, like, it's like, oh, no, I didn't say that, retcon.
Uh-huh.
And you'd be like, you can't just say retcon, right?
Yeah.
And then in panel 3, I say, really? Maybe you should check that out again. Maybe we should look back at our conversation. And then panel 1, by the time you read that far, panel 1 changes back and I'm saying something totally different.
See, the problem with that is that if the text in 1 is changing, it might like catch your eye as you're reading through it and then you'd look back at it. Like, I'm worried that would... Or like if somebody had the comic open... And they just,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, that would inevitably
problems
happen.
With, it's a cool idea, but there's problems with it.
It would happen. Because we could time it so that if someone started reading the comic when the page loaded...
Yeah, but we can't be sure when they're going to start reading it. That's the problem. Because, like, you know, some people open things in other tabs or, you know... It might be too floaty, I think.
So, yeah. So either we'd have to take that risk and just be like, all right, well, this is going to be ruined for some people.
Yeah.
Or, because, like, if someone's reading through an archive, then it'll work well.
Also, like, we have to know how long it would take someone to read, because then they might just look, when they're done reading, they might just look back at the beginning, and it might be the same text. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. It might be too awkward to do that.
That's fair. So, basically, we can either just not do it, or we can have a panel 3 where... Instead of me being magical, I just end up looking like a dumbass. Like, we just resolve it with regular dialogue.
Yeah, but I don't know if that would still be funny.
Like, maybe I try and start the conversation over again.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, this doesn't... It's not... I mean, it's not meta if we don't do the GIF.
Hmm. I don't know how much potential there is in this. That's the thing. So you don't want to spend time working on something unless you know it's going to be funny, and I don't know.
Yeah, that was kind of the twist.
Yeah. That's a good twist, but we can't necessarily pull it off. Is there a way we could have it so that, like, if you mouse over the image, it changes, or if you...
But then we basically have to say, like, you need to go mouse over panel 1.
I mean, that could be funny. Like, mouse over this shit. Or something. That's the only way I could see doing it. Or, like, you click it and it links. Like, click it and it goes to the other comic. But that would be, that's not a really, that,
that's not that clever.
Yeah, it's not clever at all. That's just, that's the only thing. It's not clever.
So we'd either have to say, like, okay, a quarter of people are this is going to be fucked up for. And they're just going to be like, oh, I guess that was supposed to be clever.
I don't think I want to do that.
Okay, we don't have to.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Also, like, obviously when we publish our book, we're not going to be able to put this one in, so. when that happens.
It's true.
Yeah.
We could have a little flap in the book. The flap.
If we ever get to publish a book, I think we've made it.
If that's ever like a problem in our life, then
awesome.
I'll be happy. Yeah. Like, trust on that. All right, so throwing this out?
Yeah, I think so. I'm ripping through a lot of comics today.
Cool bitches.
Cool bitches. All right, we've gone record time without even starting to write a comic yet. So we need to shit-sling out at this point. I'm getting a bit antsy. And my pantsies.
Ew. So yeah, I don't know. I have this idea. It's missing a punchline. So let's try and do it.
Huh?
This is kind of, I feel like this is an idea that's very true to how we sometimes, I feel like we had an exchange kind of like this, actually.
Yeah.
But panel one, you say, sometimes I wish you came up with better ideas. And then I say something gay, like I always say, which is like, well, any idea I could potentially have, I'll have eventually. I don't want to waste it by thinking of it now.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, a hyperbolized version of
yes, what I've yeah, said. Some fucking bloody bullshit.
And then you say in panel two, you're like, are you even listening to yourself? Come on. No more bullshit. Have the best idea ever right now. And then panel three is blank. I don't know.
Panel three is the best idea ever.
Yeah, panel three is the best idea ever. The only problem with this fucking comic is that we have to think of the best thing ever right now.
Yeah, that's kind of hard. I mean, the joke, it would be that it would not be good.
But what if it is good?
But how? How could we come up with the best thing we'll ever come up with?
I don't know.
It seems kind of hard. It has to be something else. It has to be like, there either has to be just a normal, like, conversational punchline, or it has to be like some kind of a visual thing, or I guess it always is a visual or a conversational punch.
I mean, I think it would be a pretty funny punchline if I just described, like, if I just described a joke from like Arrested Development, or like I just like describe a book, like I summarize a book or something.
I don't know
like,
about that.
That's Les Miserables. Like, you didn't write that.
It has to be something very recognizable.
Well, I think you'd point it out.
You could just describe the plot to the Matrix, and I could just say, that's the Matrix.
And I could just say, I'm spent.
I actually don't like it with the Matrix.
I'm sure we could think of something where me summarizing it would be funny.
Hmm.
How about two gamers who just chill? Talk about stuff. Talk about the games.
See, one of my friends has been constantly vying for me to make our strip just into a video game strip. So I can make a strip just making fun of him. Just be like, yeah, fuck it. We'll just make game comics. That's what everybody else does.
Let's see what's on joystick right now.
Oh, we could end it with like, did you hear about the...
Aliens Colonial Marine shifted default 2012 launch window.
That's
hilarious. It's
too obscure. Can't.
Hilarious. Fuck it. Yeah, I don't know. So what's the best thing ever?
We're not going to go on with that.
Okay.
I don't have the energy left to come up with the best thing ever today. I'm sorry. So it needs to be something else. Something entirely different. It needs to be like some kind of snide commentary about writing comics.
What people like.
Or about what people like. Or yeah.
Futurama. I could like describe Futurama.
Or we could just say how... Should we make some kind of comment about how everybody just, like, loves Rage comics, and that's it? We just start making Rage comics. Can we write comics anymore? Do we just not have any? Can we not do that?
We can. I've been pitching you a lot of, like...
Weird ideas.
Weird meta things, and
no, they're not... They're not working.
And some of them are bat-raping clowns. We have to think of a comedy thing where the premise is funny. Because if you think about it, like, a lot of funny shows don't have funny premises, so it wouldn't sound like I was trying to say pitch a funny idea if I described the show. Like, what's a funny premise? Maybe I pitch Click to you. Like, it's a bad movie. Or like Flubber.
I like Click.
That's Click with Jim Carrey.
It's Adam Sandler.
Whatever.
Same guy.
That's the Truman Show. Like,
maybe you do like a bunch, you try to write a bunch of things and they're all just other things. Is that played out? Like, that's Click. And then you say, like, then you just start saying, like, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. And I'm like, God damn it.
I think if we wanted to go with that formulation, it would have to be like, that's Click. That's a toaster oven. Now you're not even speaking English anymore. Like, it would have to, like, go crazy. It would have to, like, really get away from me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wouldn't be funny to me if it was, like, three different movies. It would have to be, like, you know?
Yeah, yeah, no, it's too cliche to just do, like, three movies.
I kind of like that, though. Like, what about a machine that could, that could turn bread into toast? And that's a toaster oven. And then I'm just like, bleep, glor.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Do you like that progression? Click, toaster oven, gibberish.
See, if we just say is there a way of writing a title of a movie so that people recognize that's the title of a movie? Because people might not know what Click is. Because that's,
you could say that's Click with Adam Sandler.
That's Click with Adam Sandler. Yeah.
Morgan.
No.
Starring Adam Sandler and Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman was in that.
Wasn't he God?
That's Bruce Almighty. It's all the same movie. It's basically the same movie. In fact, yeah. Oh, hold up. I feel like I remember him in that movie too. So
I literally thought they were the same movie. Like, that's Jim Carrey.
Oh, that was really funny. I searched it on Wikipedia, and there's Click 2006 film, the Adam Sandler one, and then under that it's Click 2010 film. It's a Hindi horror film. Jeez. I thought it said Click was an American horror film. I was like, what? Let's see, who's in it? No, he's okay. Yeah, he's not in it.
So I didn't see Click. I saw Bruce Almighty. I just thought they were the
same. that's really funny. Christopher Walken's in it, and right. David Hasselhoff.
Bruce Almighty might be funnier.
Yeah, no, it should be Bruce Almighty. That's more recognizable. Then I don't have to say Click with Adam Sandler. I could just say Bruce Almighty, because anybody would recognize that.
All right.
Wow. Click made $137 million.
I don't even know what that means.
That's a lot of money. It has a 32% of Rotten Tomatoes. Good movie.
Do you like, you're not even speaking English, or you're not even speaking language anymore?
I think English.
Do you like this progression? We just fill in my parts.
Yeah.
Do you like panel one and two as they are?
Yeah. So three is going to be a lot of text, so I have to figure out how to do that without, just like, I have to make you kind of small, I guess. Because I was just going to have you in that panel and then me speaking from off panel.
I think we should both be in panel because you could have a funny facial expression.
And it's not really necessary for that, I don't think. Because I'll already have funny facial expressions. Like, I don't think that there's going to be a shitload of text, and I don't think that it's really going to add much. I think that my responses are show my tone enough that I don't really need a facial expression.
If you say so.
I'm picturing it best with just you, like, basically... It's almost like you're pitching it I like it because it's almost like you're pitching it to the reader.
Yeah.
So, I like that aspect of it.
All right. I'm going to first go the route of just looking these things up on Wikipedia and seeing if we can just plagiarize.
Yeah. Or, like, you know, Metacritic has those little blurbs.
Yeah.
Where it describes the movie. You may want it to be more colloquial than a canned description, though.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see Evan Almighty?
No.
I
doubt it was really worth seeing. Now I'm curious about... Jesus.
Am I pitching it like it's One of Us? Or am I just saying, like, what if somebody... Like, obviously I don't say it's Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Am I like, One of Us takes over for God? Or, like, what if some dude... Like, how am I pitching it? Because if I say it's One of Us, then it's really meta. It's more meta.
Yeah, I think it should just be, like, somebody. Maybe.
Like, what if God challenges somebody to take over his job and see if he can do any better?
See if he could spend a day in his shoes.
I mean, it's, like, from Metacritic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do I come up with a really shitty idea in one to prompt you to say what you say?
That's not really necessary. I think it could just be, like, I think I'm just, like, sitting there. Maybe I'm, like, drawing and I just look bored.
Okay. What if we had God? Should I get really specific and say local news reporter? Because that's what Bruce is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, it needs to be actually, like, recognizable as the plot. Like, it really recognizable. I guess I forgot that he was a news reporter.
I mean, I could probably write a book about the things I've forgotten about Bruce Almighty.
It'd be a really interesting book.
Be really existential too, because I'd be writing about things that I forgot.
Yeah, probably be pretty difficult. Chapter 3. Oh yeah, I forgot about it, like X.
It's like how'd the exposition go? Fuck. I remember we met Bruce. Fuck, not Bruce Willis. He met Morgan Freeman in a warehouse, and it was all crazy.
God was black. Whoa.
I'm basically just copying this word for word from Metacritic. It's a really run-on sentence. Is that okay? You think? That long of a sentence.
It doesn't bother me.
Okay.
Because it sounds like you're just kind of streaming this idea. I feel like I've heard that toaster oven thing before, but maybe I'm mistaken.
I really hope I'm not ripping that off.
Because I think that's really funny.
We could do a different invention.
I like toaster oven, though.
Okay.
I like that one.
Well, I want to look up, like, a scientific description of what toasting is. Like I'm describing toasting.
Right.
Huh. Toasting warms the bread and makes it firmer so it holds toppings more securely. It's a common method of making stale bread more palatable. There's got to be a more scientific way of saying this.
Bruce Almighty was a really stupid movie. That was really dumb. I feel like I saw it too many times. I think I might have seen it twice, and that was too many times.
Yeah.
It's kind of perplexing to me how it got so well known, even though it's a bad movie.
I mean, it's Jim Carrey probably helped.
Yeah.
And Mark Freeman.
True.
I mean, God knows why, but...
Morgan Freeman knows. Hey!
Really shouldn't have set you up for that.
Yeah. You shouldn't have. But you did. I think that... saying it turns bread into toast is funny. I don't know if you need to go beyond that.
But I don't... I don't want to put the word in the definition.
That's funny to me. It turns bread into toast, and you don't know what that is. Like, you don't know that's what a toaster does. I don't know.
Well, then your reaction would have to be, like, a toaster?
I don't know. It doesn't have to be. You could say it turns bread into hot bread. or something really stupid like that.
I like that my description would be kind of smart. So it'd be funnier that...
Yeah, I think you're being stupid here.
Yeah, I'm being stupid, but it's funnier if I'm being stupid by saying something that sounds smart.
I guess so. Seems kind of roundabout. You still looking for something?
Yeah, calm down.
I'm bored.
I'm reading about the science of toasting.
It's like so unnecessary. It's so much work.
Like, what if I'm like, what about a machine that causes some sort of chemical reaction in the carbohydrates of bread to make it firmer?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, basically.
All right. See, I don't know if that's as clean of a joke, though. Like, I really liked that it turns bread into toast. I think that's so stupid and funny.
Okay. If you really like
that. That's not as that's kind of funny, but it's not as recognizable as toast. Like, I like that it's right away, like, you're talking about a fucking toaster here.
What do I say after Gleep Glorp?
That's a good question.
See, if there's got, I guess there's probably a gibberish generator.
Yeah.
Got a gibberish translator.
Hmm.
That seems impossible.
Yeah, it does. Seems like bullshit.
I'm putting it all the way up to gibberish level 6.
Oh, shit.
This generates gibberish that is, like, it's in English. This might actually be useful for something else, but...
Bookmark that shit.
There's the native hue of outrageous fortune, or not to be. That sleep to sleep, no more. And arrows of thought. And thus the pangs of outrageous fortune, or not of. Thus, contumely, the question, whether bear those born no traveler returns, puzzles the man's pans... puzzles the proud man's contumely, the native hue of resolution is sicklied o'er with, and the proud man's, I can't do
this. This is like anymore. A tongue twister.
Yeah, it really is.
This would have been helpful when we were writing our Chingithy Chong strip.
Yeah.
Because we had to make our own gibberish. Oh, that was funny because it was translated, we translated it to Chinese and then back to English, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another one. Bamotad, Mafalit, Natita rutela udiho nor regina nifigura.
Hmm.
I don't know if that's the kind of gibberish you want.
Maybe you just say gleep blurb.
Then you could alternately say, yeah, you just said gleep blurb. All you said was gleep blurb.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. Does that fit though? I wonder if that fits after everything else.
Maybe not.
I think it needs to kind of be like, it's not really, it doesn't really illustrate the progression.
I could go gleep glorp bzzz.
You start buzzing. Alright. That's fine with me.
Do you want that to be my facial expression?
I mean, that's the problem is that you need one facial expression for,
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. I'll figure something out. It doesn't really need, I don't really know if I want to have you just buzzing, but...
We don't have to do that.
I mean, I don't mind it as text.
We need funny gibberish.
Yeah, I'm not good at doing that.
This gibberish is just gibberish.
Yeah.
It's not that funny. Well, I can do that, I guess.
Gleep, glorp, flim, flabbitin, doobadang. Something like that. It's not that hard to call gibberish. It's got to kind of make sounds.
Cramble did.
Throw a ching chong in there if you want. I don't know.
I don't think we can throw a ching chong.
I realize that like every time I do anything that involves another culture, I just get really racist out loud to myself. This has happened twice in the past 24 hours. Like I was playing Deus Ex, and there was a mission where you go to China. Spoiler alert. And every time I see a Chinese person, I just started going ching chong. I could not stop myself.
And it's really funny.
From just saying ching chong over and over. And then today I was making myself a pizza for lunch, and I just kept talking about pizza in an Italian accent. And it just kept evolving into this weird story about a mobster, and all he cares about is, like, making pizza. And sometimes you have to make some sacrifices so the pizza gets made. There's a whole character.
I mean, did you resolve it though by the time the pizza was done?
Yeah, I was like, hey, pizza got made. Everything's all right.
Pizza's got made. You're gonna get made. Everyone's coming out of this tops.
It's pretty much like that. That's what I was doing. But to be honest, like, racism against Italians, I mean, that's not really...
Kind of deserved.
It's not really... Well, that, and I was going to say that Italian and Chinese stereotypes are the funniest to me out of all stereotypes. So
right.
That's kind of why it happens. All right, yeah, so you can come up with this fucking gibberish. Just come up with some good gibberish, and this is good.
Cool.
I can finally end this podcast.
It's a long one.
Yep.
Hope y'all out there liked it. You got a lot of the cutting room floor.
Yeah.
This episode. Hey, forget about it.
Hey.
It's on the family tonight.
Hey, I made a pizza.
Hey, when you're here, it's Olive Garden.
You tell Tony, ain't no problem. I'm gonna make one big tomato sauce tonight.
You're family. This is Olive Garden. You get a breadstick, and that's a breadstick. You get
infinite soup.
Hey, guy.
All right, we just lost our entire Italian fan base.
Hey, don't forget about it.
Yeah. All right.
It's a good. It's a podcaster. Sauce.
Podcaster.
Tell your friends about the comic. Do it. To it.
Do it.
And get it. Get her done.
Hit.
Hey.
Hit. All right, come on. What are we doing? Stop. All right. I'm going to end this before anything else happens. So later, peeps.
Sayonara. Yum bell, yum bell, a balla mostata randella, una coppia ancora nata, e facciamo giusta ballata. Caprizze, gallerie, quanta zumba, mammella mia, a balla matica e tacco, con tamburiella e con tricca ballacca. Antonio mo si scanza che la pesa un po' che avanza dice che palle per guagliuna e se si mangia tu i maccarun. Rosa fermatevi perché se sapete che a voi vi girano un po' che a capa e si abballate sta tarantella ma gira pure la girivella. Vicenza, state da quieto, puliti a Nanza invece ad arredo. Avete vippato un po' che vino e state facendo sta 10 a muina.